What is going on, PGA DFS golf fans? A happy Tuesday to you all. Welcome to this GoCastic, Awesome O YouTube channel, or formerly Awesome O YouTube channel, I should say. Join us on our name change here as we try to encompass all of what this company has to offer. Also want to thank Prize Picks, the sponsor of this short form video here on our GoCastic YouTube channel. Make sure you like and subscribe to our channel here to get notified when these videos come live. Also, when our live shows come on air, best way to get notified is to subscribe to our channel. Also, subscribe to our Odds Shopper channel for all your golf, betting, and all other sports betting needs. This video here, though, the top five values for the Travelers Championship. We're going to try and help you win $250,000 here this week. Let's go ahead and jump right in. Later, I'll tell you about a nice way to diversify your investments here this week at the Travelers by using Prize Picks. But now, let's first talk about the bottom of the board. Best value, Tyler Duncan. He comes in as one of the best values according to our Scotastic's PGA DFS projections, coming in at just $6,400 this week and is working off of a couple of made cuts in a row here at the Travelers, coming in 54th and 32nd in the last couple of years. Duncan has been good with his irons this year, and it was just a week or two ago at the RBC Canadian Open where he was 7,500 and almost 10% owned. Now, in a similar field strength, he's $1,100 cheaper, and not many people are going to own him. So coming in as one of the best values, we look at his strokes gained ranks on the season. Ranks 63rd off the tee, 40th on the approach, 93rd around the green, and 164 putting. Next guy I want to talk about is one of the most volatile players on the PGA Tour. It is Erik van Rooyen. He's coming in at just $6,900 this week, and while his play is extremely volatile, missing cut at the US Open, did not play at the RBC a couple of weeks ago, he's volatile. But at $6,900, could be one of the best values on the board just if he makes it to the weekend. Obviously, this is going to be his first start here at the Travelers Championship. But nonetheless, at his price, coming in as one of the top values under 7K this week. Look at his strokes gained ranked on the season. See why he's volatile? It has to do with his short game. He's ranked 193rd around the green and 172nd putting, followed by 82nd off the tee and 65th on the approach. Now, under Brendan Steele, who's had a very good season. In fact, one of the best seasons on tour off the tee this year. And he's got pretty good success around this golf course. He's either in the top 15 or missing the cut. He's been in the top 15 or 27 times and missed the cut three times in the last 10 years here. Yes, Brendan Steele has been around that long. Did miss the cut back in 2021, but as we just said, came in sixth in 2020. So obviously mixed results. Now, he hasn't played since the Memorial, but had a good finish there. Did not play either Open, the Canadian or the U.S. We look at his strokes gained ranked, and if he keeps this up, well, he might be qualifying for the U.S. Open without having to go through sectional qualifying. Might just do it on his own merit, getting inside the top 15 in the world or something like that, as strokes gained off the tee is fifth. Strokes gained on the approach is 35th, one of the best ball-striking years in Steele's career and on tour this season, but 153 around the green and 182 putting will hold him back from winning an event, certainly capitalizing on some of the good ball-striking. Now, if he had the putting of this next guy, Maverick McNealy, he's coming in as one of the top five values here this week, according to our Scotastic PGA DFS projections. And he's only got one start here. He came in 30th in his first start, which is pretty good around TPC River Highlands here in Cromwell, Connecticut. Take a look at McNealy's strokes gain ranks as he has also sat out the last 2 weeks. He's 54th off the tee, 59 on the approach, 142 around the green, and 30 putting. Why I like him here this week is these greens are relatively small and easy to hit. So around the green stuff should be minimized, at least those that struggle with it. So take a look at Maverick McNealy this week. And lastly, the top value above $8,000 this week. That's right, above $8,000 is Patrick Cantlay, coming in at just $10,200. Got great course history here. Four straight top 15s in the last 4 years. Well, he hasn't entered the top 10. This week, he's coming into it in pretty good form. Off of the 14th place finish at the U.S. Open, his best major championship finish since the 2019 Masters when Tiger Woods won. He had a chance to win himself, ended up in the top 10 there. But still, finally finds himself a good weekend as well on the U.S. Open, shooting one under total and moving way up the board, finishing in 14th. Now, good form, Came third, obviously, 3 weeks ago at the Memorial as well. So we've got good form, good history. When we take a look at his strokes gain rank, it backs up our play this week of Patrick Cantlay. He's ranked 18th off the tee, 69 on the approach, 36 around the green, and 33 putting. So that is a great statistical markup, especially here at PPC Cromwell this week. And that is going to do it here for the top five values. Of course, make sure you stay tuned for the top five sleepers here this week at the Travelers Championship. And now we can talk a little bit about Prize Picks. If you have not tried them out yet, well, now is an awesome time to do so, as you're going to use promo code SCOTASTIC for a $100 deposit bonus there on your first deposit. And if you've not played over there, they are a daily props-based contest. There's no sharks, no optimizers, nothing to worry about there. And let's say that golf is one of your sports, not the only sport that you feel you're good at and have an edge. Well, you can use cross-sport athletes to make up your lineup of five athletes. Now, if you pick five, you can win up to 10x your buy-in, but you only have to pick two. So, for example, this week, first line rounds are set at 67.5, which, remember, is 2.5 under or better. There's four golfers to choose from now. As the week moves on, remember, this is Tuesday morning, you'll get more. But here's what you do. You pick the over-under, let's say on Scottie Scheffler's 67.5. Say that, well, he hasn't had great success around here. We're going to take the over on 67.5 in round one. And let's just say we've got a guy that we think is going to hit a home run tonight. So we go over to the MLB one and we go and look and we find somebody that we think is going to do it. We click their name and we find out that you can click two players and win 3 extra money. You're going to bet 20 to win 60 there. So pretty cool way to bet on your sports with props-based contests or Prize Picks. So check them out if you already have it. All right, that's going to do it for me here on the top five values for the Travelers Championship. Again, like I said, stay tuned for the top five sleepers, where we try and help you win $250,000 this week at the Travelers Championship. So until next time, everybody, good luck, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.